magnetically receiving meditation, taking a few deep breaths, aligned to the divine and the earth, breathing in both directions, knowing that you're supported, and we're connecting to the aligned healer that you are, not the little one, little ones in the sacred geometry pod. We're connected to the divine and the earth via the aligned healer, the one that is driving your body, driving your energy, releasing anything that no longer serves you at the next layer around lack, that's blocking your energetic space to receiving, opening you up to more possibilities, more receiving than you've ever been able to access until now. Just connecting to the aligned one and allowing her broadcasting frequency to be amplified, dimming down the shadow, the little one, connecting to the light one, expanding her frequency to broadcast the joy of receiving, and working in that sacral chakra, just working with that interrelationship, the interplay within the shadow and the light, so that the light has more influence and she's choosing to be supported at a greater capacity she hasn't been able to until now. Willing to receive, giving yourself permission to support herself at a greater capacity. Aligning all the chakras to the light worker that you are, the intuitive. Allowing all of them to receive at a higher frequency. Anchoring in all those changes into your foundation, integrating them into your life path, and opening the doors to the east. Having the light being, the intuitive one, connected, giving you that possibility of choice of opening those doors that will support you at a greater capacity. Because the light one that you are is rippling out the joy and the support that you are in all of your strengths, in all of your capacities and gifts and talents. This new expansion minimizes the influence of the shadow, the little one. All your gifts are amplified in the light, in that zone, in that broadcasting frequency for you to receive more than ever before. Knowing that your soul wants so much more for you. We're asking to release any next layers around struggle, around resistance to receiving. Knowing that you have a choice now to receive even more. Just imagine from a place of possibility that you can create anything from this space, from this frequency. What would you choose if you wanted to create anything about joy and play and ease, around money, around great connections, about travel? What would that be for you? And what would that feel like? Let that write down into yourselves. What would that feel like? Allow yourself to imagine all possibilities. Just be in that play, that place of play that you're tapping into. Just lower down your barrier. What else is possible that you haven't allowed yourself to even consider? So just to slow that barrier and dissolve and dissipate that filter that's been in the way, that's stopping the flow, that's stopping the universe contributing to you without effort. That's it. And turning up the dial to dynamically receiving from the universe that the life wants to contribute to you in such a great way. Let that energy flood into you to light up your world, to contribute to everything that you're asking for. Just keep turning up that dial even more, knowing that your soul really deserves this, and we're just moving out of the way of your ego or your mind or the shadow that doesn't feel that she can ask for too much more, just allowing that receiving to come in. Let the guides come in to support you, to pull in what life wants to contribute to you. So drop down those barriers, let your body relax, let the light in, let the universe contribute to you. What does that feel like? And as you expand into that, that new vibration is rippling out to the world, to those connections, out into the future of those people that need to find you, that need to connect to you. As you claim, own and acknowledge and accept the truth of who you are, your gifts, your talents, your strengths. From this aligned place, you're receiving support, and at a deeper level, at a soul level, you are willing to receive. If you chose to see your true capacity and were willing to acknowledge that this is who you are in this world, this reality, by truly acknowledging this, by owning it, what would that make possible for you? And in that expanded frequency, you're broadcasting that energy out to the world so others can find you. Now at this higher level receiving, you know that the universe is contributing to you in a sustained way, in a continuous way, and you are trusting this, and you're co-creating with that frequency. You are choosing to step up, you are meeting the universe halfway, no longer wanting to be rescued, because you're making the choices that will stretch you out of your comfort zone to meet that new level of energy that wants to contribute to you. The more you're in your gifts, using them, it opens up pathways. You are becoming more. You're accessing more of your gifts on a daily basis. And by you doing that, you are meeting the universe halfway. You're acknowledging your strengths of who you truly are. By being you, by vibrating at that energy, that dynamic energy of your gifts, of your high value gifts, you're resonating at a higher wavelength, you're allowing more light into your body, you're connected to the light and this aligned high frequency version of you, and from that place you're able to pull more into your life. You're magnetically able to draw in what life wants to contribute to you. It's no longer passive, you're just not sitting there waiting. You're acknowledging your worth and that you deserve this, and you want to draw it in. You want to pull it in magnetically to those aligned people that are looking for you, are looking for your what you have to offer. I want you to start noticing what you haven't been able to notice until now about life showing up and supporting you. and you're choosing to notice now, whereas before it was hidden away. All you need to do is keep pulling it in. What are you unwilling to be right now, that if you allowed that, everything would show up with total ease? Who are you unwilling to be, that if you allowed that, everything would show up with ease? Are you willing to destroy and uncreate the origins of that at this next layer? As you choose to be that, more choices become available to you. Opportunities show up differently as you make that choice. If you could ask for anything, what would that be? Everything that you've decided was impossible, so you won't ask? We just want to destroy and uncreate that now. You've been asking too small, way too small, and you need to ask for more so you can create what you're here to truly manifest. Just tune in. What does your soul want? How much money does your soul actually want you to have that will support you and your life and how you want to contribute to the world? What is that amount? Feel into that. What would that make possible for you to have that amount of money contributing to the world, doing what you want? How does that make you feel? Step into that expansion. Now let go of the dollar price. Let go of that figure that you had in your mind, but keep the feeling. Was it to buy land? Was it to have choice, freedom, travel, to help different communities? Keep that energy. All those energies are dependent on the choices that are available to you now and that you choose from that place. So lower your barriers so you can take the next step to being that frequency, to taking those actions, to reach the higher version of you. Just give yourself permission now. That choice, that possibility, how you could contribute to the planet and how you would like to live isn't dependent on that dollar figure. It's about you and your frequency. It all manifests on the spiritual level first and then comes down to the physical. Now ask from that place, knowing that the universe wants to truly contribute to you and all of this is available to you and more. Are you willing to do what it takes? Let's just destroy and uncreate that block of you being unwilling to do whatever it takes. Anything that isn't yours. About any resistance or refusal to take action, just let that go. Whatever your mind, whatever story, whatever ego or the shadow has surfaced to say that it's not possible, let go of that. It and expand into how the universe wants to contribute to you on that level, at that higher frequency, dynamically receiving, opening up the gates to your receiving right now in this moment, receiving for you, through that frontal portal of the east direction. Dial it up 10 times. Feel your body shifting and vibrating to that and the dynamic possibilities that will bring to you. Turn up the dial again. Receiving from everyone that wants to contribute to you from that aligned version. We're asking to rearrange the possibilities so you can receive that in a sustained way as a willing recipient. And you're willing to ask and you're willing to turn up and be more of you. Just starting to destroy and create anything that doesn't allow this to become a reality now. Who you are willing to be that will create total ease. And what are you unwilling to do to create total ease? Just breathing that out using the violet flame, clearing that out into the future, accepting this is your new reality, pulling in dynamically, receiving magnetically into the light being, the one that's connected, the one that's driving your body, that's holding the reins, that's making the positive choices. Feel that ripple out, knowing this is integrated at a deeper level and you're able to access those changes within the light, anchored into your foundation, onto your life path. And when you open your eyes into this new reality, you're still vibrating at that frequency and you're holding that within you. And you're reconnecting at any time throughout the day to that sense of expansion and possibility and what that will make possible for you. Knowing that you're always supported and dynamically receiving in every moment of the day, and it's rippling through you, dripping in a sustained, supportive way.